The Click and Go Travel Podcast, fueling your wanderlust with far-flung, off-the-beaten-track destinations to just across the water and everything in between.
Paul and I are back this week on the Click and Go Travel Podcast with our special guest Declan Power from Shannon Airport and flyshannon.ie, and we also have Kathleen In, who is our social media specialist. Hi, everyone. You're very welcome.
You're very welcome, Declan. All the way up from Shannon.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, and I brought the weather today.
You have?
Yeah. Just to let you guys see what it's really like in the west of Ireland.
Yeah. Beautiful, miserable west of Ireland day in Dublin today. And good Kathleen,
day.
Thank you for joining us too.
What a holiday. No problem.
Yeah. All right. So this year, Click and Go have seen a significant increase of 51% of holiday makers flying from Shannon Airport compared to last year. Adults have increased by 49% and the family market has increased by 55%. The majority of that has been driven by Sun, with a 69% increase, Disneyland Paris, which is a 13% increase, City, which is a 10% increase, and USA Holidays, which has increased by 25%.
Massive increases. It's 51% year on year.
Yeah, it's amazing. Really, really great for Shannon Airport.
Yeah, well, like it's really good. Like this is the whole purpose of today. It's like giving us an opportunity to chat about everything out of Shannon Airport. Who is the audience? Who's the target audience for this? What's driving this increase? What routes are available? Because I think there is a little bit of prejudice in terms of a Dublin-centric, Leinster-centric audience who think you have to go to Dublin Airport in order to get to these interesting and more varied destinations, where when you look at Sun Holidays being up nearly 70%, clearly the route network out of Shannon is substantial. Great to see Paris back in there. Great to see growth on cities and, you know, the only other airport in the Republic that you can fly to the United States in. So great news. You must be very pleased, Mr. Power.
Oh, very pleased. In 2023, we exceeded 2019, so pre-COVID traffic, by 14%. And 2022 traffic by 29%. It was the highest volume of traffic through Shannon since about 2009. So we're doing really, really well. And it's down to the services, and you put them in there and people will fly. They don't want to fly from Dublin anymore.
Yeah.
If it's available in the local doorstep, then that's where they're choosing to go. And actually, we're actually attracting traffic back from the Midlands and Kildare, Kilkenny, different
places.
Yeah. And we can see it in the car park and the registrations and the details that people are filing. So rather than travelling to Dublin, maybe having a longer parking your car in the M50 while you try to get to the airport.
And that's if you can find parking.
Yeah. And then when you do get there, you know, you're, as we say in Shannon, you park at the airport, not near the airport. So it's down to convenience. You can be from the car park airside within 5-6 minutes. You know, it's even less.
And I think it's really important. Like, it's really important for consumers to understand the choice.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to do with us looking at the regional airports is, you know, there is massive choice of destination. You don't have to trek to Dublin. And as you said, Declan, there's an entire kind of catchment area that is much broader than the immediate kind of, you know, Shannon, Munster zone that is going to look at Shannon Airport as an option. Oftentimes what we're now seeing, and I think, you know, a really important thing for us to highlight that we're now seeing in Click and Go is we're seeing really strong price competition between the regionals. I think historically, it tended to be a bit more expensive to fly out of Cork and Shannon. And we know this because we're pulling the advertising together all the time.
Yeah.
And yeah, we would be biased and say the advertising for Click and Go would tend to be based on prices out of Dublin. And we would be putting in, you know, supplements to apply for Cork and Shannon. Oftentimes we are not seeing for Shannon, for Cork, for the regionals, supplements at all or tiny supplements.
Tiny,
And that I think is because they've got to a capacity level across the Sun holiday market and City and USA. That means, you know, the airlines know the consumer makes very flexible choices. But if it's a, you know, more sustainable, less stressful, easier choice to make, more enjoyable airport experience, which is all of what we want to chat about today, I think that's what's like. 51% is one hell of an increase.
Yeah, that's great performance.
And even in the first 2 months of this year alone, January, February, we're up 9% compared to last year. And last year was a record year for us since we became independent in 2013. We've been Ireland's fastest growing airport outside of Dublin. You know, since 2013, we've grown by 40%.
Wow.
So left all the other competitors behind. So we've been on a steady growth pattern and hopefully it's going to grow more. So we unfortunately just fell short of the the couple of thousand that would have got us to the 2 million mark last year, but hopefully we're going to exceed that this year. Because in our heyday, we had 3.7, 3.8 million passengers.
Wow.
And that was before all the motorways opened up to Dublin in 2010. So Dublin then acted like a Hoover and took everything up. So it was, you know, it was a day when you go from Limerick to Dublin, take you 4.5 hours. But we had 3.7, 3.8 million people coming through, which is amazing. And more importantly, last year was the first time, I think, in our history where 96% of our traffic was international terminals. So all flying internationally. Traditionally, Shannon would have had 25%, 30% transit traffic coming through.
Okay.
But last year, that was only 4%. International terminal was at 96%, which is the first time in our history, I'd say, having that.
I guess the airlines are also looking at the likes of Shannon in terms of where they can grow capacity, because you don't have any restrictions.
We have no constraints. We have the longest runway in Ireland, so we can handle any aircraft. So we, you know, we say Cork is restrained with its runway, but Shannon isn't. We have no noise, no slot procedures, no passenger caps, nothing like that.
Yeah.
And our US pre-clearance facility is the fastest in the country.
Oh, and of course, Shannon has the US pre-clearance exactly the same as Dublin has.
Well, no, I would say that Dublin has it exactly like Shannon has. We were the first to implement... We were the first to implement US pre-clearance back in 1988.
Okay, I didn't know.
Wow,
it was pre-immigration. You know, it was the immigration part. It was before you had... before customs and agriculture were added. But after 9/11, the US authorities... merged all three, so immigration, agriculture and customs, into one called Customs Border Protection. So we either had to use it or lose it and do something better to incorporate all three. And we brought in the technology because, if you remember, in Canada, particularly if you were checking in for a US flight, you had to roll up your bags to check in, wheel them beyond check in, then put them on another belt, and then you got through to the US customs agents. But in Shannon, we... because our departure lounge is upstairs and our check-in is downstairs, there's no way you could bring bags up. So we came up with the technology where we photograph your bag, check-in, it's barcoded, weighed, everything, and that goes onto your boarding pass. So when you arrive now at the US customs border in Shannon, you just scan your boarding card and your bags come up on the screen for the officer to see.
Okay.
So, and they have a lot more information in that in terms of weight and all that kind of stuff that they wouldn't have had before. So if you were going to the US and said you're only going for 2 days, but now you have five bags, then I think they know that you're telling.
They might have a query.
Might have a question or two for you.
You're a shopper.
Yeah. And so, and in Shannon also, we've eliminated the secondary clearance for the TSA clearance, as it's called. So once you go through primary screening in Shannon, that's it. You don't have another passenger screening process to get through because we're TSA compliant, FAA compliant, EU compliant in our services in Shannon.
And this is all for the US traffic?
This is all for the US traffic. And so you go straight up to the US customs agent. There isn't going through another secondary screening like you've had to do in Dublin. I'm not sure if they've eliminated that in Dublin yet. I don't think so. So it makes our processing a lot faster than anywhere else.
So it's attractive to the airlines in terms of growth. It's attractive to the consumer in terms of the facilities and the experience. And maybe we'll just chat a little bit about the experience. Like 2 million passengers is still a significant number of passengers through an airport. But how do you compare the customer experience for somebody going through Shannon compared to, we'll just say, another airport?
And look, I travel all over the world with my job, and I get to experience airports all over. And Shannon undoubtedly has to be the easiest that I've gone through. I know I'm biased in that, but with our new baggage processing facility in Shannon, where you don't have to take out liquids or laptops or anything like that, and you just rock up, put your bag up. Okay, as a guy, you have to take off a belt, but if you have a watch on, you leave it on. And that's it. You just walk up and go through the passenger screening. No taking out liquids or laptops, and you're through in seconds. And that's amazing. And we put that in during COVID.
Yes, I remember
when we had the downtime. And I think it was the best investment we ever made. We looked at that saying, we knew we had to upgrade, but we said, well, do you go from up to the silver standard, or do you go for the gold standard? So we said, okay, well, let's go for the gold standard while we're at it. So we had to do a lot of investment in terms of strengthening the floors and everything for the new machines. But it's paid off. You know, no queues of passenger screening, really.
It must make for the whole queuing process and queuing time to be reduced massively, because consumers are not faffing about and getting flustered and leaving stuff behind.
And especially people who are traveling with kids, you know, you're taking stuff out of bags and doing everything else. And sometimes I know I have grandkids, so when you're traveling, they might have stuck something into a bag that you didn't realize was in a bag.
Yeah.
And you pull pulled aside for that or whatever. Whereas in Shannon, look, everything goes through and it's ideal. Unfortunately, coming back, not all airports have that. So if you're going for a short break, it happened to myself with my wife one time. We were traveling and on the way home, she said, can I take all of these? And I said, no, you could out of Shannon, but you can't out of this airport. So she had to dump a few things, a few liquids coming back that weren't the right size, you know. So
a really good experience for US border clearance, a really good experience for everybody traveling to any destination with the security lane and not having to take out liquids or laptops. Parking pretty much at the door.
At the door, yeah.
And I'm sure fairly affordable parking.
Yeah, I think the weekly rate, the cheapest weekly rate is €45. That's online, you know, you have to book those places. Now, again, it's like that. That's when it's available, and then prices go up, and it depends on which car park you're in and whatever. But the furthest away car park is, I don't know, a 5-minute walk. The closest is 10 seconds.
At the door.
And the next one is 2 minutes or whatever.
I can see why numbers are up for families because I have two toddlers. So I'm listening to you and I'm like, this sounds like the easiest experience ever, because airports are so stressful.
Oh, they are.
With mini kids, mini kids, you know. You're selling me.
And like, you could pack the car, just land at the terminal, walk through.
No one lugging suitcases and trying to jump onto a big bus. And
And it's a motorway all from Dublin to Shannon, you know. And like, motorways go two ways. Yeah. They're not just one way.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And like for you, you're Newbridge more or less, aren't
Kildare.
You?
Yeah,
Kildare.
Yeah.
So like, it's turn an left. Hour.
It's like an extra half an hour. Yeah, yeah.
It's an hour. It's an hour to Dublin, but it might only be an hour and a half.
Yeah. To Shannon,
down to Shannon.
Probably even less. Just turn left when you come out of your house.
Way towards my hometown anyway.
But I think those kind of consumer objections are helped by things like that security piece.
Yeah.
But really helped by the route network.
Yes.
That's available out of there, and the choice of flights that's available, because it's no longer a second level airport in terms of the choice and the destinations that are available for cities, for USA, and for the Sun market. Like it's comparable. There's almost nothing that isn't available out of Shannon when you look at it as a destination.
Yeah.
Especially in the summertime, and then there's a really decent selection of flights in the winter. And not only that, I think, but this removal of that price barrier has been key to the growth. And I think that's what's helping for the airlines clearly to see the growth in what's driving those growth figures. Yeah.
And even just for the Sun, like out of Shannon, the most popular destinations are the ones like Lanzarote, PortAventura, the Algarve, Costa del Sol. So it's all the same ones that people would be looking for out of Dublin. And it's great. And the availability is brilliant.
And I think people are beginning to realize as well that, you know, before people would say, well, it's, we'll say, €200 out of Shannon, but it's only €100 out of Dublin. But then you're going, okay, well, have you considered you're spending money on fuel, that you have tolls, that you have car parks, etc.? Or if your flight is early departure out of Dublin, you have to go up the night before and take in overnight accommodation. And they weren't comparing those costs. You know? But I think now, with the cost of living and everything else, people are getting more, you know, well, I can get somebody to drop me to the airport in Shannon, whereas I can't in Dublin.
Yeah.
So that kind of thing, if they don't want to drive
us. And I think Kathleen's point with traveling with young infants and young children, for families, it really is stressful. And, you know, busy airports, we're used to them.
Yeah.
But they're not pleasant. No. We don't look forward to it.
Yeah.
Whereas going through an airport that, you know, has the amount of space that Shannon has, because I've gone through Shannon countless times. And it is an amazing facility. Like, that was the home of the first duty-free, Declan, wasn't it?
Of course, we invented everything that's good and that is copied everywhere around the world. You know, if we'd only franchised it, it would have been our equivalent of sand to the Arabs or oil to the Arabs.
So, like, the facilities on site at the airport are really, really good. You know, it's like for like comparison in terms of restaurants, bars, shops, everything else that you could want, airport lounges.
Yeah. Also traveling with special needs as well. We saw as well. Kathleen had mentioned that. So the autism sensory room.
Yeah, that we brought in many, many years ago. And so we make it easy for everybody to travel through. Mm. And if you have children with special needs, you can contact us in advance and we can brief you on it, or they can take the kids through the airport in advance before the trip. So once the staff are aware that you're coming through, I mean, all stops are taken out to make sure that it's a pleasant experience. So.
That's really lovely, I think. Yeah. Especially because an airport is overwhelming, let alone to families who have kids that have special needs, to take them out of that madness, even if it's quieter in Shannon, in regards to the crowds that you experience elsewhere. I just think that's really nice. It's just another extra touch.
Yeah.
And do families need paperwork or anything? Or because I know I'm just back from Disneyland Paris, so I've been following a lot of content before I went on Disneyland Paris. And you read about people looking for passes and stuff for their kids, and they have to have certain paperwork. Is that needed?
No, I think you. I haven't done it in a while, and we're in the process of redoing the website, so I'm not sure. But as far as I know, initially you just applied online on the website. And they would send you out identifiers like an orange baseball cap or an orange lanyard and stuff like this. Or if you want to come to the airport before, they'll give you all that. So as soon as you rock up and our staff see you, they go, right, this is a family with kids that have special needs and they're taking
that's
care
wonderful.
Of that way.
I think that's such a good service.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. You don't see it enough. So it's really good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The peace of mind that it brings to parents as well. It's big, big help.
But let's maybe have a look at some of those sun routes, Jill, because like they're the core ones that people are going to be interested in.
Yeah.
So as you were saying, you know, for the most part in the core sun destinations, whatever is available out of Dublin is available out of Shannon.
Yeah.
So like all of the Canary Islands, the Algarve, key Spanish destinations, Malta, like Declan, are we missing anything else destination wise for the sun market that's doing well out of Shannon?
No, it's all the general Spanish destinations are really doing well. As you said, Malta as well. You know, we have the city break destinations like Budapest and whatever that are really doing well as well out of Shannon. You know, we have 33 destinations now this year, and 16 of those destinations came in are new to Shannon post-COVID, which is a big game changer for us. And that's where our growth has come from. So.
And looking at those cities, like for us, the key destinations for cities are being mirrored now with the opportunities out of Shannon. Yeah. So we've Budapest, Krakow, Porto. London is always a core destination. Yeah. And Paris is back on as a destination out of...
It is. We had it for a short period with Vueling, who were going into Paris early, but now Aer Lingus have taken up the route on that. So it operates twice a week. And
it's perfect for the weekend, I think, for Disney. Is it Friday, Monday?
Thursday, Sunday.
Nice.
Perfect. Ideal. Yeah.
And that aircraft comes in from the US, maybe Boston in the morning, and then goes straight on to Paris. And it also picks up people in Paris then as well to go to New York and Boston at Shannon. So they transfer a lot of passengers in both directions, so which is quite
brilliant.
Good as well.
Really,
and
really
Naples, of course, which is my favourite. I love Sorrento the Amalfi Coast. And that's just... it's one of my favourite spots.
Oh, it is.
Maybe I'm Italian or something. I don't know.
It's just, I was down there last week and I was wandering around Naples. It was only in and out on a cruise, so we didn't get time to go down to Sorrento. But like, it is just, it's stunning.
Pitch perfect.
Yeah, it is perfect. But like, and we're forgetting Naples as a sun destination for Sorrento or a city break as Naples is.
Yeah.
And then Kathleen, you're in to chat for us later around Disneyland Paris. So, you know, the Shannon option, as you say, perfect three-nighter, Thursday, Sunday, weekend with the kids.
That's ideal.
Yeah.
That's where the magic starts. A lovely airport experience, happy parents, happy kids, and off you go.
Yeah. And Declan, talk to us about USA and what's happening in terms of carriers out of Shannon and the route network out of Shannon.
We're almost back to pre-COVID levels, if not there in terms of carriers anyway. So we have Aer Lingus daily on New York and daily on Boston year round. United Airlines will be back in May doing daily to Newark and also daily to Chicago, which is it's great to have that back. It was missing for a few years. And we also now this year we have Delta coming back in on JFK. Which is great. So the only carrier, unfortunately, we're missing is American Airlines, but as on Philadelphia, but as they've said to us, it's not if we're coming back, it's when. And as you know, there's a shortage of aircraft out there.
Yes.
There's a delay on they getting the Airbus XLR aircraft, but they should be getting that later this year, early next year. And hopefully, look, it's 50-50 whether they'll be back for 2025, but definitely I would say 2026.
It's a great choice.
Yeah, those cities are fab.
So
yeah.
Aer Lingus, United and Delta all this year out of Shannon.
All this year. And hopefully we'll have American back. And who knows, there might be other carriers out there sniffing as well. You know.
Yeah. But like even from a point of view, I know we're very focused on the holiday piece, but even from an Ireland Inc. perspective, you know, that whole regionalization piece, utilization of aircraft of airports outside of the capital city, and then bringing traffic into the country. Like the Americans just love landing in the west of Ireland and being right in the thick of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're talking about Aer Lingus transiting traffic through from Paris and London onto the transatlantics. So a really important kind of, you know, employment generator within that area in Munster.
Yeah.
Like all good.
Yeah, almost, if not more than 50% of US foreign direct investment is located in our catchment anyway.
Wow.
And a lot of that is the manufacturing side. Okay, in Dublin, you'll have the Googles, the Facebooks, the Twitters or the X or whatever they're called. And also 85% of flown, I know this isn't passengers, but 85% of flown cargo out of Ireland originates in the Shannon catchment area. So all that cargo goes to Dublin, it goes on Emirates or Aer Lingus or British Airways or whatever, it goes all over the world, you know, but it's actually
originating.
Originating our catchment. We don't have the wide body aircraft for cargo, so that's you know, we only have narrow body aircraft, but it just shows that all those industries do contribute significantly to the Irish economy, not just
I think it's all kind of part of the picture because at the end of the day, we're all taxpayers. We live here.
Yeah.
It's really important to understand what's happening outside of Dublin. We can be very insular when we're sitting here and just thinking Dublin, Dublin, Dublin. Like we've made such a conscious effort on the website to make it easy for our customers and our own teams to understand the route network because, you know, if they're not living close to the airport, they may not be using it. They may not be as clued in as we are working with you on Fly Shannon and Shannon Airport and what the routes are. But I think what we're seeing is because we're bringing it to people, you know, front and center, they're taking advantage and saying, wow, price is the same. Routes are comparable. I'm going for this. It's a really nice airport experience.
Yeah.
And what we've seen as well is one of the side effects of COVID as well was a lot of people began working at home. So they might have lived in Dublin, but now they've come back to live in the west of Ireland and they're working from home. So traditionally they might have lived in Dublin, paid higher rent and costs and flown out of Dublin if they were going on vacation. Whereas now if they've moved back to the west, then they're working from the west. So they're going to fly from the west as well. So.
Very good.
And there's plenty options.
So it's a real good news story.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know I mentioned 33 destinations, but as you know, Paul, one of the reasons that we jointly set up flyshannon.ie at the time was to demonstrate that you can fly anywhere in the world from Shannon.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to Dublin to get a flight to go to Bali or Thailand or wherever. You can fly from Shannon and, you know, that's via Heathrow and make your connection. And on flyshannon.ie, we highlight all the destinations that you can.
Yeah.
A lot of the worldwide destinations you can get to. You know, you can get to Dubai if you want to go to Dubai.
Because,
you don't have to go to Dublin.
Yeah, like once there's, you know, a substantial network out of Dublin, once you get into the worldwide destinations, there's nothing beyond that Middle East kind of platform.
Yeah.
Nothing beyond Doha, Dubai and Abu Dhabi. You know, so you have to transit through another point and that's the reality. Like we do appreciate it's a small island. There's only 5 million of us. So, you know, it's going to be less attractive for the airlines, but it's great to see these sort of numbers coming through.
And we've seen phenomenal growth. Like last year was our record year with flyshannon.ie as well. So people are becoming more aware of that brand out there and choosing to, I mean, it's in the name Fly Shannon. So people choose to Fly Shannon, which is
And I think, really there's a huge amount of local support, isn't there, Declan? That would be true to say. Like there's, you know, the local population like to support their local airport.
Yeah.
They like, you know, to ensure that by them traveling through that airport, they're making it sustainable in terms of a business proposition and convenient for them.
Yeah. And Kathleen would see that on the social, wouldn't she?
You knew, you could see me taking over. Oh my God, the love that Shannon Airport gets on their Fly Shannon social.
Really?
Like it's amazing. Consistently throughout the year, people are always messaging to talk about how lovely their experience is and how they wouldn't ever go from anywhere else.
Yeah.
And I can safely say, because we have multiple social media accounts across our brands, that doesn't come true for other airports. That's genuinely something that always pops up. Yeah. And it's really lovely to read.
Yeah.
It's good.
They're really loyal.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
Very loyal.
My wife can't wait for me to retire so that I'll eventually agree to fly of another airport. But I, at the moment, I refuse to.
She said, well, we don't want you to retire.
I'd like to go to some place and you don't serve it out of Shannon. And I go, well, you know, we only go to those places that you serve out of Shannon.
It's a pick from that list.
So I have to, my job is to get more routes into Shannon, as you know. So yeah, I have to try and get a hell of a lot more in now before I retire. So we can continue to fly
more. More brings more. Yeah. And like the more that's going through and the more diverse the route network, the more carriers that are there, I think that just leads to kind of a better understanding of what we can do with these, yeah, with these different routes. And as you say, Kathleen, not only on social, but also on the travel clinic,
yeah,
we constantly get pushed around. Is that available out of Cork? Is that available out of Shannon? Is that available out of the regionals? What can we do? We want to go from here. And it's totally logical. And like it feeds into a lot of what the government are trying to get us to do in terms of sustainability and, you know, shopping local and supporting local, which I think is also another kind of contributor to the success piece.
And the more people that you get to fly from your local airport, the more services you get. And we've even seen that. We'll say 2 years ago, Ryanair started with, say, a service to Barcelona Reus, and it was at 2 a week. Last year it went up to 3 a week. This year it's up to 4 a week.
Yeah.
We've seen it with Lanzarote as well. It used to be 1 a week, 2 a week. Now it's 4 a week in the winter, 3 a week in the summer. So once the airlines see the demand is there, they'll just put more capacity in where the demand is and where they're getting a good yield, a good profitability. So.
And I think that brings another point, like that this is not just a summer airport. This is not just summer rotations. This is year round in terms of what's available out of the wintertime. Yeah, as with every other airport, there's less capacity in the winter because there just happens to be because of demand. But Shannon Airport has definitely got a very substantial route network right the year through.
Yeah, and it's great. It's great for
anything else we need to catch up on, Declan, or anything else you can tell us?
No, I'd be shot if I did. But, you know, we're working constantly. At the moment, we're working towards 2025 services, 2026 services. I confuse people I work with when I say, well, next year or this year, or but when I'm talking about this year, I'm talking about 2025, not 2024. And it's always because we're working in different sort of timelines, but it's looking good for Shannon to be on another record year this year. We have about 5,000 car park spaces. We're building about another 1,000 now. They won't come into play until finally, I'd say next year they'll be finished, but that's just where we've seen the demand. We're working hard to get public access from public bus services.
I was just going to ask, the one thing we haven't touched on possibly is for access to the airport, not using a car, what are the options?
Well, at the moment, it's not the greatest. Like there's a lot of buses, as you know, leave Limerick and leave Cork and leave Galway. You know, could be up to 65 coaches a day, private operators going to Dublin. But they haven't either applied for a license to operate to Shannon, or if they, you know, there's different reasons why they won't. Yeah. I mean, they'll obviously dilute their business going to Dublin if they do, and you tend to, you'd have to charge less if you were coming to Shannon. But we're working with some the bus operators, namely Bus Éireann itself, to see can they put a proper schedule in place that meets the arrivals and departures of the flights, particularly out of Galway. We'd love to see coach services operating out of Cork as well in the morning for the transatlantic.
Yes.
And connect that way. I know, having spoken to agents in Cork, they're saying, unfortunately, they have to put people through to Dublin because if you're travelling with the family, the parents don't want to be getting into a car at 6 o'clock in the morning and driving back. Whereas if we had a coach service, then they'll tend to go in that coach service, you know. So
it's a work in progress.
Work in progress, yeah. We're doing some more. So
Good.
That's great. Okay, well, I think we'll wrap it up there. Thank you very much for joining us today, Declan and Kathleen and Paul.
Not at all. Always good to know. And really, I think really exciting, and I'm just thrilled to see that growth coming through. Like that is what's really important, you know, in terms of the passenger traffic through Shannon Airport and for flyshannon.ie. Really, really great news for
That's great.
Regionals.
That's brilliant. Great. And if you'd like to follow us, we're on social media on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter and TikTok. And if you have any suggestions, please email us at podcast@clickandgo.com. Thanks for listening. And thanks again for joining us.
Thanks a million.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.